present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in the county of North Yorkshire as guests of Grassington Festival. The village of Grassington is in Wharfdale, which was once famous for lead mining. It was the quality of Wharfdale lead that made possible the production of powerful car batteries and put British motor manufacturing where it is today. In a warehouse near Shanghai. The local Victorian engineer, Joseph Brammer, invented the Yorkshire beer pump, which oxygenates beer as it pours. This is why beer in the north of England has a thick, frothy head, which sticks to the side of the glass, while in the south, it's served properly. During the war, there were many POW camps in the area. The large German camp near Linthorpe is remarkable for the first recorded escape attempt on British soil when a tunnel was dug with a soup spoon by a Waffen-SS Gruppenführer. In the opinion of the British officers there, he should have hanged for what he'd done, using a dessert spoon before his main course cutlery. A second attempt was more successful in 1944. After several months of secret digging, a determined German platoon from Ebden Camp disappeared into a large hole. Middlesbrough, I think it was. Now, this part of Yorkshire is noted for its high-speed internet connection. However, this did nothing to help the local... I wasn't trying to rub your nose in it. However, this did nothing to help the local population in their bids for London Olympics tickets. How disappointing must it be for people here to end up with tickets for some obscure event that no one else wants to see? Let's find out. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timber Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And taking her place next to me, please welcome a lovely lady who's scored on more desks than anyone can count. The delightful Samantha. Okay, well, we start this week with a round about cost-cutting. As the recession bites ever deeper, the BBC are paring producers' budgets to the bone. They've even considered cutting the number of trails for Radio 4 Extra to no more than 300 a day. Well, these cuts go right across the entertainment media, so teams, I'd like you to suggest the titles of movies, plays and radio or TV shows being remade on a shoestring. Tim, will you start?
Seven Brides for £7.
Jeremy.
Ready Breck at Tiffany's.
Graham.
Night of the Dead Dead.
Barry.
Ryan kicks his daughter.
Guy and Doll.
Around the Wirral in 80 days.
Titanic 2.
Little House on the Prairie.
Alice in Poundland.
The Burger King and I.
Not bothering to look for Nemo.
Third in line to the throne, Kong.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the game called... If you want to be sarcastic... Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the game called One Song to the Tune of Another. This concept... This concept will need explaining only to someone who's had nothing to do with music-based comedy for the last 40 years. So, teams, let me explain. A song is made up of two basic elements, the words and the tune. The words are like items of clothing, covering and embellishing the tune or body. However, clothes or words can be removed to reveal the body or tune to be replaced with fresh clothes or words. And thus, one song is sung to the tune of another. Now, I know what you're thinking, teams. What about underwear? Well, yes, items of underwear are revealed in this process, so they have to be good quality. What you need is underwear you can rely on. So, who do we turn to for guaranteed pants? At the piano, Colin Sell. Okay, well, we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Short People by Randy Newman to the tune of the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen.
Little hands, little eyes, they walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses and tiny little feet. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here. Short people and just the same as you and I. Short people got no body to love. They got little baby legs that stand so low. You've got to pick them up just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going beep, beep, beep. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. They're gonna get you every time. Well, I don't want no short people.
It's him. Offensive lyrics, if you ask me. You now, Barry, I'd like you to sing the words of Girlfriend in a Coma by the Smiths to the tune of On Ilkley Moor Bartat. Off we go.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know. I know it's serious. Girlfriend in a coma, I know it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to happen to her. Do you really think she'll pull through? Do you really think she'll pull through? Girlfriend in a coma, I know it's serious. My, 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 baby, goodbye. There were times when I could have strangled her.
That's Barry Cryer, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can take the man out of Yorkshire, and we promise we will straight after the show. It's your turn now, Jeremy. I'd like you to sing the words of the theme from Spider-Man to the tune of Brahms' Lullaby.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood.
Thank you, Jeremy. Don't take the piss. It was meant to be a lullaby. It would send the dead to sleep, wouldn't it? And finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Horny by Moose Tea to the tune of Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind.
You got me horny in the morning, you know. I try to call you, but I can't find the telephone. I sent a message through the internet, but it rejected. I wrote a letter and I sent it through the post. The post, it takes so long, so I gotta sing this song to let you know how I feel. What's the deal, baby? I'm horny, horny, horny. I'm horny, 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 horny.
The next game is called Word for Word, and it's a word game all about words. One team should start by taking turns to exchange a random series of words, which must be totally unconnected. Tim and Jeremy, you can start exchanging your unrelated words, while Barry and Graham should challenge to take over play if they detect a connection. So off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
Cantaloupe.
Brass.
Crumpet.
Bolster.
Forceps.
Hemorrhoid.
Charaban.
Graham.
Well, one of the side effects of long charabang trips, as is well known, are hemorrhoids.
Yes?
I'll take your word for it, Graham. I think it's over to you. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah. Right. That's my word.
Oh, that's your word.
Hesitation.
Tim, I could give you hesitation. Wrong game, I think, we're playing.
I use it in every round.
Yeah. No, still with Tim.
Right. What?
No, sorry, we were with, whatever your name is. Still with Graham.
Me.
Yes.
That was my word. Oh.
You.
Gravity.
Halitosis.
Ox.
Bow.
Incident.
Larynx.
Jeremy.
The Oxbow incident was a crisis that took place in the early 60s under the Kennedy administration.
No, that's not correct.
Oh, never mind then.
You carry
on. Film
on.
With Henry Fonda, actually.
Was it?
We often discuss it at my local Get a Life Club.
So it's an incorrect challenge, Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
Bad luck, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jack.
He's still with Graham and
Brad Pitt.
Go. What? That's my word.
Cart. That's definitely repetition.
Okay, Tim, I'll give you that. That was a repetition of, even though it's the wrong game, but we'll...
Butterfly. Brain.
Oh, I don't need to buzz.
Repetition. No.
I don't need to buzz.
Deviation.
Staple.
He said brain.
What?
He said two things.
Doesn't matter.
Departure Connector. From sanity. What's going on?
I just don't care.
What's this round?
Whatever it is over. Well, the next round is called Grassington's Got Talent. The teams have each been mentoring some talented locals who will perform for us tonight. You, the audience at home, shall choose who goes through to the next heat of the competition. So, Barry and Graham, can you introduce our first act now, please?
Oh, this is a great act. The great Digesto, the human dustbin.
That's right. He eats absolutely anything, and he's going to begin by eating an ordinary old-fashioned domestic 100-watt light bulb. And here he goes. Yeah.
Maybe he should have unplugged the light.
He should, yeah. It was a beautiful display, though, wasn't it? Sparks and everything.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. Oh,
please don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy and Tim, can you introduce the next act?
Yes, please welcome a fantastic display of escapology now, ladies and gentlemen, from the great Escapo. His handcuffs are being fitted and also to his feet, and they're locked. And then chains, he's been covered in chains, he's wrapped head to toe in chains, which are now padlocked, and oh, he's being lowered into a coffin, and the lid's down, they're nailing him into the coffin. They're nailing him into the coffin, and now the coffin's being locked into a dungeon. The dungeon is locked and bolted, and now it's being winched up into the air. It's being winched, and it's being held over a tank of water, and it's been dropped into the water, and the Great Escapo has 45 seconds to escape from the tank. Oh, hang on, sorry. Hello? Oh, yeah, hi, Mrs. Escapo. Yeah, no, your son's doing very well. He's in the water now. He's left his instruction manual at home. But he has done the trick before. I wouldn't be too despairing. He's doing very well so far. I just don't see him going through to the next round. Yeah. All right, take care now. Okay, bye. Bye.
Barry and Graham, any others?
This is our grand finale. And it's a wonderful ventriloquist act, the great Vento and his little friend, Windy. And he's going to give us a song. You never see his lips move.
I didn't even see his hand go round the back.
Well, phone lines are now open, and do remember, if you're not the bill payer, calls are effectively free, so why not ring your mates as well? The next round takes a look at programme titles. Programme producers can be remarkably lazy in their choices of programme title, often resorting to a weak play on words. So, teams, let's give them a 21-pun salute. I'd like you to share what lazy radio or TV show titles you've spotted recently, Tim.
9 o'clock tonight on Channel 5, 29-year-old Heather Wilson has to decide how to spend her hard-earned money. Is it to be a holiday in Monaco or the breast enhancement she always promised herself? In Monte Carlo or bust?
Barry.
Robert Winston tonight on BBC One discusses the misery of constipation and other self-cures. That's Wake Up at the Back tonight at 9 o'clock.
Jeremy.
And later on Radio 4, a new series in which bankers describe their feelings about the taxpayer. That's Up You and Yours.
And Graham.
In tonight's controversial documentary, we follow Lord Sugar as he makes preparations to be cryogenically frozen in liquid nitrogen. That's Icing Sugar tonight on BBC One and BBC One.
Tonight on Radio 4, a new programme following the careers of Liberal Democrat MPs. That's The Week in Westminster after the 10 o'clock news.
This afternoon sees Tory chairman Eric Pickles and Labour peer Lord Prescott bury their differences as they go sketching together, armed only with sketchbook and pencil. That's an outsized pair of drawers this afternoon on BBC One and BBC One HQ.
The next round is about letter writing. The Prime Minister has famously received a letter criticising his funding of the armed forces written by six former generals. He was understandably outraged. What do six formers know about forces funding? Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from James I of England and James VI of Scotland to Yorkshireman Guy Fawkes. Then Tim and Jeremy, you'll come up with a reply and so on. However, the challenge is that the letters must be constructed by each panellist, alternating one word at a time. So off you go, Barry and Graham.
Dear
heavens,
I
am
astonished
at
your
behaviour,
you
were
seen
in
the
Houses
of
Parliament
carrying
a
large
yet
inconspicuous
barrel
of
fish.
I
was
amazed
to
realise
that
you
are
a
Yorkshireman.
Although,
let
me
say
right
away
that
I
realised
that
you
are
a
Yorkshireman
when
I
saw
the
sight
and
sound
of
your
accent.
And
furthermore,
I
also
realised
that
you
were
a
Yorkshireman
when
you
took
umbrage
when
I
said
umbrage.
And
also,
I
said
that
you
were
a
Yorkshireman.
And
furthermore,
a
very
naughty
Yorkshireman.
Because
you
tried
to
blow
my
credibility.
I
propose
that
you
confess
to
committing
this
malfeasance.
Yes.
Malfeasance.
So,
bye. For
now,
yours,
King.
Dear
Jim,
I
am
very
glad
that
I
am
from
Yorkshire.
Because
I
am
very
bluff
and
speak
in
plain
English.
If
you
know
what
I
mean.
Now,
then,
about
tomorrow,
can
you
provide
me
with
several
matches
so
I
can
ignite
this
Semtex?
Which
I
am
secreting
in
my
corset.
Let's
agree
to
disagree
and
also
argue
all
night
and
fight
all
night
and
bicker
all
night
and
make
love
briefly.
Lots
of
love
and
kisses
from
Guy
Fawkes.
Well, it's music time again with Swanee Kazoo. This is where the team's duet combining the soothing glissando of the Swanee whistle with the startling rasp of the kazoo. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. By the way, if anyone has old videos from the glam rock era, they might spot Colin playing in mud at Glastonbury. It took his mother weeks to get those trousers clean. So, Tim and Jeremy, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of The Blue Danube to feature Jeremy Hardy on the kazoo and Tim Brooke-Taylor on the Swanee whistle. I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the William Tell Overture to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Thank you. I must say, when you clap along like that, it reminds me of the sound of rifles being loaded. I got quite carried away with some thoughts that I'm not proud of. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time for the Anatomist songbook. Our very own Graham Garden was considered an exceptional student when he was taking his medical degree. And in anatomy classes at Cambridge, they still study an essay he wrote on livers and kidneys. That was during the great 1960 paper shortage. OK, teams, could we please have your suggestions of song titles that would delight students of human anatomy? Jeremy.
The Long and Winding Road.
Barry.
Obladi, oh bladder.
Tim.
Love Me Tender and sung by Aretha Franklin.
Say.
Graham.
Cry Me a Liver.
A Womb with a View.
Supper Belly Calisthenics Excess Fat Atrocious.
Don't put aorta on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Come and make eyes at me down at the elbow and bush.
You're a testicle? No.
Hit thyroid, Jack.
Go, Nad. We love you.
Shaft.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the actress of time said to the Bishop of Fate, hello, Mr. Centimoo, my name's Judy Dench. And blimey, that's a big one. Where'd you get a hat like that? And with that, I see it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Grassington, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Jeremy Hardy were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.